Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now back to Vontae, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, it's a Football Friday brought to you by Xfinity. By the way, on Monday, we're going to be broadcasting from the Hilton Santa Clara, and we've got two pair of food and drink wristbands to give away, courtesy of the Hilton Santa Clara.
Wow.
So stay tuned to find out how you can win a pair of wristbands good for food and drink at the Hilton Santa Clara during our broadcast there on Monday. We'll give that away at 11:30, 3 hours before the game, 3 hours after the game. All food and drink would be free if you've got one of those special wristbands. So it'll be a lot of fun Monday night when the 49ers take on the Seattle Seahawks. 2 years ago, the 49ers were 0-8. They traded for Jimmy Garoppolo. They're now 8-0 2 years later. Is this one of the greatest trades in Bay Area history? I mean, think about it. They were going nowhere two years ago. They had no quarterback of note. They had nothing going for them. It was like George Costanza, no prospects, nothing on the horizon, no coals in the fire. Mm. No conceivable reason for getting up in the morning. And 2 years later, they're 8-0 with someone that certainly looks like a franchise quarterback. Pretty unbelievable, really, the turnaround.
It is, and I would be hard-pressed for you to come up with another trade that gave you the return on investment this one has. So, Vontae, to me, this is the epitome of a trade. You talk about the Philly game where they got mollywopped, and then they go make this deal, and you just light candles and open your Bible that something will change or something will be given to you from the football gods, and something was. Jimmy Garoppolo, and now you're telling me 2 years later you're about to go primetime against Seattle. You're the only undefeated team. Pretty Boy Floyd is your quarterback. The future is as bright as PG. The future's bright.
Yeah, I don't know if this is the biggest trade in Bay Area history.
I can't even think of one.
Well, Andre Iguodala traded from Denver to the Warriors, helps him win three championships. The Giants made a trade for Jeff Kent, and he had one of the greatest runs, five-year runs for a second baseman in Major League Baseball history. There's been some trades here that we've seen in the Bay Area that's paid some dividends, but this trade is still to be determined. But there's no doubt that the 49ers turnaround started that day after they got beat down in Philadelphia, October 29th in 2017. Brian Hoyer and C.J. Beathard were your quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Pierre Garçon is hurt. Joe Staley suffers an orbital bone injury. And you trade for Jimmy Garoppolo, then all of a sudden he comes in a couple weeks later after the bye week, plays the last two games against Seattle, and boom, now all of a sudden you got something to build around. You got the quarterback. Then all of a sudden you can draft another D-line, and you can bring in a receiver. So it's definitely a pivotal trade, but I'm not sure if it's the biggest trade in Bay Area history. I'm not ready to go there yet.
510 says, Bogut for Monte Ellis. That certainly was a big one. That certainly got the ball rolling on the Golden State Warriors dynasty, no doubt. No doubt about that. Let's go to Laurie. Laurie's in Phoenix. Hey, Laurie, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good.
Good. So I just, I know you guys talk about adding a receiver, but what about Goodwin? What is going on with Goodwin, and what are the chances that Celek gets back on the field anytime in the next couple of weeks? Those are two players that are already on the roster that could have an impact. Do we know anything about either one of them?
Yeah. Now, I was going to say Marquise Goodwin. Apparently, he's going through some personal issues, Guru.
Yeah.
And Garrett Celek, he has a 3-week window to get healthy, and then the Niners will determine whether or not they want to pull him off of IR. But Marquise Goodwin seems to have some personal issues going on. I'm not sure. Did he come back to practice this week? Marquise Goodwin, because I know he didn't play last week against Arizona. He did come back to practice. Marquise Goodwin did come back to practice this week.
I guess KD technically was a trade. When the Warriors got KD, No, he's
I thought
a free
he was
agent.
A free agent.
No, he's a free agent. I thought they gave up. They gave up Bogut.
Well, no,
remember
they
had to do like a three-way deal for him.
Bogut went to Dallas, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and then KD had to choose.
Or maybe they had to do a bunch of stuff to get him. Yeah, maybe that was it.
Unload some money.
Yeah, exactly. They're saying Steve Young
traded from Tampa Bay. I mean, you can't argue that. Trading up for Jerry Rice, there's no doubt about that. Yeah, no. I mean, there's been some bad trades too. Traded away Joe Montana to Kansas City, even though he didn't win the Super Bowl. But I'm trying to think of all the Warrior trades. I mean, trading up for Chris Webber, I mean, for a season. Wow. It looked great.
Oh, it would look real great.
510 says, Jimmy Garoppolo's not the reason why the 49ers are winning. It's the defense.
See, that's not fair.
And the offensive line, along with the running back, without that, Jimmy has nothing. Well, you know, the Warriors didn't win a title because of Andrew Bogut either. But the Bogut trade for Monte Ellis, Warriors obviously getting Bogut, that was clearly a pivotal moment in the franchise. And the bottom line is, when the 49ers got Jimmy Garoppolo, whether you like it or not, that was a pivotal moment in the 49ers franchise. I mean, he's what, 14-2 in games that he's quarterbacked since that time. So they were 0-8. They get him. He started 16 games since then. They're 14-2. I mean, it can't all be the offensive line, the defensive line. It can't all be every player other than Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo is the...
And he damn sure ain't messing it up.
Right. And that's why I don't scoff at when he came into the 49ers lineup. When he got inserted, they go 5-0. That team was terrible.
You know what? Looking back on that, and a lot of people say or said, who cares? He went 5-0 in five meaningless games. Five meaningless games. Didn't mean it. You know what? That meant something.
It did.
That absolutely meant something. It might not be something that's tangible, but Jimmy Garoppolo came in here, won five games, just did it in a very businesslike fashion. See, that's the other thing. We've gotten to know Garoppolo over the last 2 years, and it's clear he's got like a quarterback mentality. He doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low. He's earned the respect of his teammates. He's tough. If that was a question about him when he was acquired, we know the answer to that right now. So I do think in those five games, what happened was the team says, you know what? This guy might have something.
Let's pay him.
Not that they bought in, and I'm talking about his teammates more than anything. Not that they necessarily bought all the way in, but he opened up the door to give him a chance. And from there, he's delivered every time he stepped out onto the field for the most part.
And he's still going. He's not a finished product. We talk about he hadn't even started 25 games. And you know, I was one of those guys. The five games, what did that really mean? But it meant that the powers to be, Lynch and Shanahan, thought so much of you that they could visualize you being the guy that you got the contract, but what it meant to him, like he knew he belonged. And as much as I scoff, oh, you know, the games didn't count, they weren't playoffs, it meant something to him. And not only had he had to take a detour and deal with this injury to get back to where he's at now, what did we talk about? He's running. He's stepping up in the pocket. He's getting hit when he's delivering the ball. Things that you can see other quarterbacks, Phillip Rivers, as an example, when it's on their mind, it affects them. And I give Jimmy all the credit from this juncture. He is John Wayne staying in that damn pocket and getting over what normal quarterbacks or some would be like, I just can't hang in the pocket. Right. I got to get rid of it too quick. So Jimmy, from that standpoint, to me, is a soldier.
Jimmy D.
He is a soldier. And you got to remember, in that 2017 year, the Niners had lost five straight games by 3 points or less. They needed a veteran. They needed another leader. Somebody who just had been around winning. And I know Staley was there, but that was about it, man. This team was really, they didn't really have the talent here, man. It was the franchise kind of looked decrepit from the outside looking in. The quarterback position wasn't stabilized. So he comes in, gives him another leader from being around Brady and Belichick, and he's brought that over from New England. That whatever he's learned out there in New England, he's brought it out here to the Bay Area, and they were able to build off of that. And that's why the hype train last year was so big, because of those five games, because it was like, whoa, they have a quarterback. This team could go to the wild card, and now we're seeing that come to fruition with this football team being 8-0.
Guru said, you know, Jimmy's not afraid to stay in the pocket and take a hit. I think he's proven that.
Yep.
Where are we with Derek Carr? Because it wasn't very long ago that we were saying Derek Carr's got some happy feet. He was a little skittish Maybe the injury had lingering effects. Does he stay in the pocket now, like Jimmy Garoppolo? Is he where do you guys guys put him, Derek Carr?
You know what? I still got questions about Derek Carr and the happy feet. I sent Bonte a text during the game, watching it. You know, there are times where I feel like he gets rattled before he has to, but I can't knock him being the quarterback of the 5-4 football team. He drove the team down in crunch time. And I will say this, Bonte, you are who you are at the end of the day, but John Gruden's presence and his relationship with Gruden has made him a better quarterback. But there are many times, many Raider games I've been watching, ones they don't win, to where I see the dink and dunk captain because I think he doesn't want to get hit or stay in there like Jimmy.
Yeah,
and I could be fouled for that assessment.
It felt like last night, too, he ran into a couple sacks just with his pocket presence. It's kind of moving around. I haven't seen that Derek Carr for 2016 signing when he almost won the MVP award. You've seen flashes of it, though, and it's still there. At times, and we saw it in crunch time yesterday, but at times it's just like, it feels like he has a Patrick Rassico run for first down, and he just does it. He just tries to make the throw. He's not sure about running, so he's still trying to work himself back and learn the system under John Gruden. So I don't know where I'm at with Carr, man. It's like some plays you're like, okay, that's the DC that I grew up watching. And then some plays just like, is this guy could ever get back to that level he played at in 2016? I just don't know.
Snotty, real quick. I always judge a quarterback on, if I were the coordinator, what I would do at certain times. And I guess to answer your question, my friend, I would have blitzed Derek Carr on that last drive. If my life was on the line, blitz him. Because I think his weakness is the pressure, and they let him sit back there and use his mind. And that's why he got the L, Los Angeles.
Let's go to Kyle. Kyle's in Gilroy. Hey, Kyle, what's going on? How are you doing, man?
Good, how are you?
Good. You want to talk about trades, good trades?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the best trades in Bay Area history.
Okay.
I think, in my opinion, I'm a little biased because I'm a Raiders fan, but best trade in Bay Area history was Jim Plunkett. He went from being a not very good quarterback or couldn't fit the schemes or whatever in San Francisco and New England. He came to Oakland, won 2 Super Bowls. Go Raiders.
Can you name who he got traded for?
I can't remember.
I can't remember.
Plunkett at that point was a failure, though, because he was with the Niners and he stunk it up.
He was like Gannon.
He was an underachiever, and then he started wearing that silver and black, won 2 Super Bowls. So
He got two.
But he was a failure up until he got traded to the Raiders. He was, a Niner and a Patriot before that.
So I mentioned that 2 years ago, the 49ers were 0-8 when they acquired Jimmy Garoppolo from the New England Patriots. Now they're 8-0 2 years later. And I said, was this the greatest trade? It was some hyperbole, no doubt about it. But you can't deny that trade was a turning point for the franchise. There's just no doubt about it. So I would put it right there with the Bogut for Monte Ellis trade. That got the ball rolling for the Golden State Warriors. I'm not necessarily going to say it's the greatest trade of all time, because don't forget, the Warriors, well, that would be the worst trade when they traded Parrish and what turned out to be Kevin McHale for Joe Barry Carroll. But certainly that was a big, big trade. And what it maybe did more than anything was galvanize the fan base a little bit, get people more interested. And then I think over time, it affected the locker room in a positive way, because one by one, Jimmy Garoppolo started winning teammates over. And I think that's big when your teammates believe in you. And I think now, 2 years later, I think we can all agree that the 49ers believe in Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh, there's no doubt about it, Guru. And by the way, Jim Plunkett, it looks like, joined the Raiders as a free agent. The Niners released him, outright cut Jim Plunkett. So it's just a little factoid there. But no, Jimmy Garoppolo is, we saw it in the first game when he came in against the Chicago Bears. Nobody knew what to expect in 2017. He leads them to a victory over the Jaguars that advanced to the AFC Championship game, beat the Tennessee Titans with a game-winning drive. He is that guy, man. He is they galvanize around him. And when you have a quarterback that takes shots like he did in the Pittsburgh Steelers game, Guru, your teammates are going to galvanize around you when you see your quarterback take a punishment like that.
And if you want to just bring this all the way home, give me it, and the Raiders may get a shot at the Super Bowl and make the playoffs. But is there a team right now that you say the San Francisco 49ers couldn't beat or it wouldn't be a good game? And I'm including the New England Patriots. There's not a – Brady's had his warts, and I'm done doubting him. But I'm just saying right now, if you want to feel good about your team, Matt Steinmetz, give me the Saints, the Rams, who they've already beat. You're going to face Seattle. But give me a team in that one-game winner-take-all scenario, because I like to do that hypothetical. There's not a team that would – You know, of course, you got to work for everything you get. But the Niners right now, as is, you know, Kittle on the field, there's not a team you can't say, oh, Guru, I don't know if the Niners couldn't take them. That, I mean, you're in it to win it.
Let's see their second half.
Yeah.
It's a lot different than their first half. The games get, obviously, more important.
And it starts Monday.
The competition gets a lot more difficult. Pretty soon, nobody's going to be able to say the 49ers haven't beaten anybody unless they lose some games and they don't beat anybody. So that's still laying out there for the San Francisco 49ers. They're 8-0, but we all know that the second part of the season is going to give them more challenges than the first part of the season. So now we're going to find out far greater than we did, kind of where they fit in the pecking order. It's going to be a lot of fun, really.
You need to see something, Stoney? Are you still kind of...
It's halfway through the year, of course.
Say games down.
I hate that it's half.
Eight to go.
You're right.
Eight to go.
He said the first one of the second half. Oh, people would have a field day with it. Oh, you guys beat the lower, lesser teams and you lost to Seattle. You know, but it is what it is. It's part of the process, so I'm hoping they take...
I don't know if people will take that many points away from the 49ers.
No, but if you're down the road and you drop one to the Saints, you know what I'm saying, B. It's,
depends
it's
how they lose.
There. All right.
Depends how they lose.
Let's go to Highway. Highway is in Sunnyvale. Let's talk a little John Lynch. What's going on, Highway? What do you got?
What's up, guys? Happy Friday. Hey, I think John Lynch is a great guy. He's respected around the league. You can tell by the trades he's making, talking to other general managers. And I think we're in the right hands, going in the right direction.
All right, thanks. Shout out for John Lynch.
And how many shows did we do here just at this station? Who was getting fired first, Bonte? Who was getting fired first? We might have been different. That I mean, to come back from that, you were down. I'm going NBA. You were down 30 in the public, but people thought you were getting fired. And Garoppolo had to be who you hoped he was, and now it's manifested to your 8-0. Man, this is why you don't give up. Perseverance at the utmost.
And now they're talking contract extensions for Kyle Shanahan and what? John Lynch, Darty. That's pretty wild.
Let's go to Shardall. Shardall, I hope I'm saying that right. Shardall in Fremont. Hey, Shardall, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
Doing well, man.
So my question is, so Steph Curry is out with a hand injury, and that's pretty serious for the Golden State Warriors. They're probably going to miss the entire season, and that's pretty sad for all the Warrior fans out there because they're probably going to be let down. So what do you think about that? I mean, how serious is that for the Warriors? I mean, they're pretty – strong franchise team. I mean, with their star player out, I mean, it's just
they're in trouble.
That's really sad. I mean, it's just hurts me so bad because he's my favorite player and I've been supporting him ever since. And that's just really sad. I mean, what's your take on that?
It sucks. I mean, it sucks. He's one of the most exciting players in the NBA. He's the most important player on the Golden State Warriors. Review, Curry was supposed to come back around February. Rick Bucher in a Bleacher Report story, kind of buried in the story, said he might not play the rest of the year. How definitive is that? I don't know. I'm just saying until the team says something, I'm probably going to lean toward thinking he's going to come back. Rather than sit out. I mean, the part that I'm not crazy about is if Curry sits out the whole year, that you know, just the next practice he goes to will be Team USA, and then he's going to play in the Olympics. We've already heard Clay wants to play in the Olympics. So that's the one thing that I think puts the organization in a funky spot. But Joe Lacob has made it loud and clear. He will never discourage one of his players from playing in international competition. So that ship has kind of sailed. If Curry and Clay can play and they're selected for the team, it looks like they're going to play in the Olympics. If Steph Curry is healthy on February 1st, I still find it hard to believe that he will not play basketball if he's healthy. I mean, I get it if he gets healthy with eight games to go. That's one thing. But February 1st isn't even the All-Star break. So if he's ready to play February 1st, are you really going to tell Steph Curry, hey, you know what, don't play the last 40 games? And is Steph really going to say, dynamite, I don't want it anyway? I mean, it to me, it just goes against everything that Steph Curry stands for. Yeah. And especially this year, because I almost think in a crazy kind of way, this is the year where he would want to come back from 25, 30 games to solidify kind of his reputation as just an unquestioned leader, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, and the young guys, I feel like, need that experience to play with Steph, whether it's in a loss or win. They don't wait till next year, but again, I know I'm going medicine, I'm not a doctor. I just remember seeing Chris Mullin on TV the day that happened, and he talked about he has done it three times. So there was no scenario to where, and it's your non-shooting hand, Bonte, what could have went wrong to where you'd miss all the rest of the season? Yeah. That I don't want for anybody, but hopefully Rick's wrong and whoever his sources are, they got it wrong. But I can't imagine not seeing the chef cook the rest of the year.
6 months left in the season? No, five.
About November, five? December, January, February, March, April.
I mean, about six. A 6 month five hand injury?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that one.
Yeah.
I'm not going to dispute Rick Bucher. I'm not going to discredit his sources or whatnot, but
that's our guy. But
that sounds a little outrageous to me.
Let's go to Russ. Russ is in San Jose. Hey, Russ, how are you, man? What do you got?
Doing great. Thanks for taking my call, guys. Want to talk about big trade for in just 1 second, but one thing I did want to tell you guys. You won over a listener from another radio station that had a big changeover this summer in the morning. I find the chemistry among you three guys is really good. Perfect combination of informative and entertaining. So thank you for that.
Thank you, man.
So, appreciate kind words.
I was away from the radio for a couple minutes, so I hope I didn't miss it. But I'm wondering where all the hockey fans are calling in about trading Joe Thornton for Brad Stewart, Wayne Primeau, and Mark Sturm.
There were a couple of those on the Chilton Auto Body text line, and I have a feeling we have another person in Montana who wants to talk about hockey trades. That obviously was a big one. Not the ultimate prize, though, Russ.
Right.
No, I mean, but certainly providing a lot of entertainment for the South Bay fans, 14 out of 15 season making the playoffs, and he's a huge reason.
No doubt.
He's kind of a pariah in Boston. He's the number one pick in the draft, same draft as Marlowe. Marlowe was the second pick in that same draft. You know, he's there in Boston 2-3 years. They say he's not going to be able to do it for us, and they unload him for, I don't know how many of you guys knew who he was.
Give me the name again.
Wayne Primeau.
That of course.
Was I remember Primeau.
Marco Sturm and Brad Stewart. Those were the three.
I remember those guys.
Hey, thanks, Brad Russ. Stewart. Appreciate the call in.
Appreciate the kind words. Eric Carlson as well, getting traded last year. Remember, Sharks fans was going crazy when Eric Carlson was traded to the Sharks. Big-time Shark trades happening out here in the Bay. A lot of trades, too. Baron Davis, we forgot about him. Yeah. Baron Davis getting traded to the Warriors, helping out, we believe. Stack Jacket, of course, Al Harrington.
He called you guys entertaining.
Yeah, and back in the day.
I took the informant.
The Raiders traded for Ted Hendricks.
Raiders
won some Super Bowls from the Green Bay Packers.
All right. More fun talk about trades. Jimmy Garoppolo, great night out in Oakland last night. First, let's go to Anna and find out what's going on 95.7 The Game.
All right, thanks, Danny. What's coming up on The Game is sponsored by Chilton Auto Body. A shorthanded Warrior team will face the Timberwolves tonight and hope to get D'Angelo Russell back on the court. D'Lo was upgraded to probable. Coverage of Warriors and Timberwolves starts at 3:30 with Warriors warm-up tip-off at 5 right here on 95.7 The Game. Are the two biggest stories in football right here in the Bay Area, the 49ers and the Raiders? Well, 49ers prepping for a huge divisional showdown Monday night against the Seahawks. Will George Kittle play? And can the Niners win without him? And has Jimmy Garoppolo's success put the team into the Super Bowl conversation? What are some of the greatest Bay Area trades? We'll have more on that next. Raiders defense came up big in their own showdown against the Chargers. Will the silver and black make the playoffs? We want to hear from you. And get ready, 95.7 The Game. We'll broadcast Monday from the Santa Clara Hilton. Coming up next, we're giving away wristbands for the Hilton's tailgate and after party. Do not miss that chance. Whether it's a major collision or just a scratch or a door ding, Chilton Auto Body's 11 convenient Bay Area locations are just a call or click away. Stop in or schedule an appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com. That's ChiltonAutoBody.com. I'm Anna Kugadayak, is on the Bay Area's number one sports station, 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. We are going to be at the Hilton Santa Clara on Monday, and we've got two pair of food and drink wristbands to give away courtesy of the Hilton Santa Clara. We're giving away the first pair to caller number six. Caller number six. Right now, get on the contest line, 844-999-GAME. That's 844-999-4263. Caller number six wins a pair of wristbands good for food and drink at the Hilton Santa Clara during our broadcast there on Monday. Caller six to the contest line at 844-999-GAME. You will get two wristbands that will get you food and drink for the entire day. You
want like that.
You won't have to pay a dime.
Shout out Joe Eustace and Michelle down there at the Hilton Hotel.
Care of us. We take coming. Care of us.
By the way, if you're just joining us, it was a story in Bleacher Report about the Golden State Warriors that said that Steph Curry's injury to his hand was worse than originally thought, and that it was unlikely that Curry was going to return this season. Connor Letourneau of the San Francisco Chronicle got in touch with a Warriors source who says that that report is complete hogwash. And according to the Warriors, this Warriors source said, like we've said, he's going to get reevaluated in 3 months and we'll go from there. There's no reason to believe right now that he can't play this season. So that's what a Warriors source is saying, that there's no reason to believe right now that Steph Curry won't be back this season. So we'll see what happens there. The Golden State Warriors take on the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight. That's a 5 o'clock tip. John Dickinson, Matt Kolsky will have pregame at 3:30 today. And the Golden State Warriors play the Timberwolves tonight and then the Oklahoma City Thunder tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm hoping this is a hogwash, Monte, because Steph Curry, we want to see him and we want the youngsters to get, they had a couple games to play with him. Come on, you want to build that rapport before next season.
Out for the season unless there's an ankle issue
What's
or
Rick
knee
doing?
Issue.
We I love know. Rick. That's our guy.
I've just never heard of a hand injury that lasted 5 months to even where though, you could play.
Because first we were hoping that he didn't need surgery. Then he needed the surgery. But damn, this would be, Steiny, you're kind of just from Missouri. I'll see before I go react to this because, when you don't reveal your sources, this could be hogwash.
D'Angelo Russell, the Warriors hope, will play tonight in Minnesota. Of course, that's the team that he wants to go to, right?
Apparently.
I mean, Cat,
for the Timberwolves.
I'm half joking, but of course, D'Angelo Russell said earlier this season that he might not mind playing with Karl Anthony Towns and Devin Booker.
Let me ask you this, Steiny.
Damn, that's a tandem. No, that's a three.
Because, Steiny, you were the first one.
That'll get you to about 43 wins.
You were the first one to basically say amongst us that, hey, I don't know about D'Lo, man. Pump your brakes on D'Lo. How big are these games for D'Angelo Russell? I mean, the Warriors are, they're not going to be favored in any of these games. They're probably not making the playoffs. But for D'Lo, these games have to be important, right? Because he could be traded. His reputation's on the line. There's a lot of people looking at D'Lo saying, what type of player is he? Is he a fluke? Is he a fluke all-star? Is he really an all-star?
No, I think you touched on it. The one thing I will say is I don't think there's a sense of urgency right now. And there shouldn't be. I mean, he can be traded in mid-December, which is, 5 weeks away. But doesn't mean he has to be traded in mid-December. So I really do think the Warriors are in no hurry. You take a look at D'Angelo Russell. You're going to see him right now without, unfortunately, Clay and Steph. Ideally, Steph comes back second half of the year. Ideally, Draymond Green gets back into the lineup. and you can make kind of an accurate assessment. I'm not sure he fits, but I'm also not sure that I know enough about him to say that definitively. So I'm all for seeing this guy play in a couple different situations with the Warriors, one as their best player and then maybe one as more of a second or third option. The thing I'm kind of the thing I wonder about is, let's just say that Curry is out till February. Let's say he comes back after the All-Star break.
Right.
Where are we with Draymond Green? You know, how many is he going to play every game? Because if it's going to be very tough to ask Draymond Green to play if Curry, Clay, and D'Angelo Russell aren't playing. So that I think that's a big reason why the Warriors need D'Angelo Russell to stay healthy, because are you really going to ask Draymond Green to go out there with that little amount of help?
Right.
But what does that look like, though, if you say, you know what, Dray, come.
Well, they've already said they're going to low manage
you
him. Still,
you got to go play, though, right?
But he's already nicked up. He's got the finger injury. He's got elbow. What else did he have? The back.
Yeah.
And they already said they're going to limit his game and his minutes. They don't want to run him into the ground. So they'll try to load manage him for sure.
When do you think we see him again?
I'm not sure. We definitely won't see him on his road trip. And by the way, Logan Murdoch, just like Connor Letourneau, Logan Murdoch from NBC SportsBayArea.com, basically saying the Warriors are strongly refuting the report that Steph Curry will be out for the season. Source says his timeline hasn't changed for better or worse, and he will be reevaluated in February as planned. Same thing, Connor Letourneau.
It was a long time, Stoney.
I'm also, you know, wondering about if Curry can play by March, but you don't want to play him. Where does that? How do you manage Draymond Green? Because you can't make Draymond play if Steph's not. I just think the Warriors are probably balancing a bunch of things right now. And then the other thing is, if you're D'Angelo Russell, all of a sudden you're going to find yourself playing on a team without any of those three guys. Right. And
no doubt.
That's not really a great barometer of what he can do with those other players. So it's like, I get it. Everything's building toward next year. But I still think you have to find things out that you can only do from playing guys with each other this year.
And he becomes less efficient, D'Lo, if he's out there with guys not named Curry, Dre, and the rest of the game, Bonte. So we saw a glimpse of, man, D'Lo needs the ball. I mean, but no excuses. It was like he wasn't getting help from the youngsters because they're new. They don't have that pedigree. And if I'm D'Lo, I'm like, oh, my goodness, I hope Steph's not out, and I hope Dre can come back as soon as possible.
Yeah, you want Dre to come back as soon as possible. But, again, it's again how much – remember, he's another guy who's played five straight finals.
Yeah.
He's up there with Curry.
You going odometer again?
Yeah, absolutely. And he's played – he's probably – his minutes have probably been the most grueling because of what he does defensively and the guys he defends, the physicality that he plays with. He's playing in the paint, blocking shots, rebounded. That's a guy who's been undersized and playing with the big boys down to the paint, so his body may be a bit more worn down as opposed to Curry.
So, Stoney,
Clay, the rest
fellas,
of the guys.
What would that conversation look like, Stoney? Hey, Dre, I know you're competitive. Hey, Steph, I know you guys see what's happening. We're going to just rest you as much as possible. You'll play, but you think that can fly? Is
Draymond understands what's going on?
I think there's a difference between playing guys 25, 30 minutes and sitting them when they're healthy. All right. The 415, bringing up a point that I've brought up, and you guys don't like it. Do I have to be the one to say it, says the 415. Are they going to be too old to run with all the young guys when everyone gets back? Season-long injuries seem to age guys more than just a year.
Well, I'll say this to that. We will find out, Jack. We will find out, Stoney, but I mean, 3 to 4 is a lot,
that's
though.
That's the truth.
Wow, 3 to 4. I thought it was reversed. The fact that the odometer, the basketball miles, aren't getting logged, you become like a loaf of bread, fresher.
I've been thinking about this actually recently, and I'm glad it's been brought up. I think the Warriors, realistically, they get healthy next season. They've got like a 2-year window. And then they're going to have to like think about life after Curry. life after Klay. They're going to have to start
putting
in
They just paid some money to Klay.
Yeah,
and Dre.
But they're going to have to start thinking about life after these guys because what's Curry? He's about 31, right?
31, yeah.
Yep, and Klay's about to enter age 30. And then Draymond's getting up there. They're going to have to slowly but surely start to think about the next wave of who's going to carry this franchise after Steph Curry and Draymond Green. Because if that window all of a sudden slams shut, you better believe that they're going to start looking to explore trading some of these big names, saying, okay, we're going to do you a solid. We'll trade you guys to contenders. We need to reload and get some of the money off the books. That time is coming quicker than we all anticipate, and that time could be coming in the next two seasons, fellas.
Yeah, and I agree with Guru. Whether that's the case or not, that's the plan, and we're going to have to find that out because those guys aren't going anywhere. So next year, we're going to find out how much Curry, Klay, and Draymond have left in the tank, and is it still, let's lay it on the line, is it still championship level? Will they still be at championship level? And if so, will they have enough help around them to get this team back to a top 5, 6, 8 team in the NBA? I mean, isn't that the essence of the question?
Yes, and I got one more. Stani, you've been covering the league. Bonte, you've been watching it forever. We talk about, even in corporate, tough decisions. It's a family over there. And I'm still shocked that Andre Iguodala is not a Golden State Warrior. My point, Matt Steinman, to Bonte Hill is there going to come a day, if this team franchise keeps getting bad luck, do you say, and I'm not advocating trading Dre, but do you make a decision that you don't want to do for the betterment or the betterment of the future of the team? So if you had an opportunity to trade Draymond, don't you think people would understand if you were getting something of substance in return that, hey, that's just how things are in life. We got to make a tough decision. Or do you think, I'm asking you two, Lakeup and Myers are just like, the big three are untouchable. We're going to ride that until it's all gone, yeah, I mean, and then build up. Because at some point, Matt Steinmetz, somebody's going to be, or something's going to have to be said to somebody that you love, but for the betterment of the team, we got to make a tough decision, and it might be you not being here.
I know it's football, but
I feel like that's coming.
I mean, I know it's football, but that's what Belichick and Bill Walsh did so well. Was they had
a year too soon,
would,
Bill.
You know, they would get rid of guys a year or two before they knew that, okay, they're about to hit the wall. Get ahead of the game here. Kind of thinking outside of the box, just saying, okay, we know this isn't going to work. Let's go ahead and bite the bullet now.
Is that what these injuries?
But they gave Draymond an extension. Ugh. So I think if they were going to do that, they would have did it last offseason.
And this is the way I feel is Draymond is not going anywhere this year. I'd be shocked if Draymond and obviously Curry or Klay was traded this year. I think the Warriors front office is committed to bringing those three guys back next year to at least see what they have, how much they have left in the tank, and the guys around them. You know, they're gonna work on putting either different guys around them or figuring out who the young guys they can put around them. It's so funny. The 510 says, yeah, that's it. Pro careers last about 10 years. It goes fast. Then we have the 408 saying, you guys are acting like they're all going to be in their mid-30s. I mean, geez, Klay will be 30, Dre will be 30, and we're acting like they already at that Iguodala, Sean Livingston age. And then we've got another 510 saying, listen, realistically, if Curry, Klay, and Draymond were healthy this year, it would still be a first-round exit for the Warriors.
See, I don't buy that. First-round exit.
Who are their role players?
Exactly.
That's the problem.
Well, Pascal, one. Okay.
I'm not saying that they'd be out in the first round, but you don't have Iguodala.
Stop, did Pascal.
You don't have Livingston. You don't have a Barbosa. You don't have a David West. You don't
have a Zaza. That all matters.
JaVale McGee or
anything.
You
also lost Kevin Durant.
Yeah, that's a big one.
So you're without Kevin Durant and you're without Iguodala, all the boys. I mean, yeah, I like Pascal too, but
I got you.
And I get he's a different player, yeah. But
he's a rookie.
He's a rookie, and Iguodala and Livingston, Those guys are winners. They're playoff tested.
Fellas, 925 makes a great point here on the Chilled Out Everybody text line. You know, will the Warriors go down like the Giants did by re-signing their
older
players?
That's worst-case scenario,
like
right?
Like Brandon Belt and Crawford and Posey.
I argue with Steiny that wasn't wrong, and you ride it out, and they wrote it out, and look how that happened. The unforeseen. And Steiny, you know these two guys I'm about to ask both of you about. Do you think Myers and Lacob, if they're having breakfast today, no pun intended, do they feel like they got dealt a bad hand?
No. I mean,
like, okay, Clay,
they
KD
won three
went down.
Titles.
KD doesn't stay. Now you're telling me Steph's out and Dre's out with this ligament.
KD didn't stay because
okay,
not gonna like
right,
it.
No,
KD
I,
didn't stay because he didn't want to play with Draymond Green anymore.
I got
anymore.
That. I got that. But now you're telling me Steph's out and we got to refute these reports. It's just not what you want.
But also,
Vontae,
KD, you heard what KD also said. He said their contracts are going to be tied up. I don't know if they're going to be able to bring in the role players to help us win championships. People see the cap situation, man. That is real. You can't bring in mid-level guys and veterans who want to go ring chase or whatnot. Like, it's that window, maybe. I mean, you're going to have to do a lot on this roster, and that's maybe trading one of the big boys, one of the big three. And that's probably going to start with Draymond alongside D'Lo to even be a player to get role players or another big or another star to help you win a championship. I don't know, man.
We're talking about the Warriors. Bleacher Report. There was a story in Bleacher Report earlier today that said Steph Curry's injury to his hands a little more serious than people thought, and that he may not play all season long. Since that report came out, the San Francisco Chronicle and NBC Sports Bay Area have quoted Warriors sources as saying that's not true. We've said all along that on February 1st we will reevaluate his injury, and we will go from there. So that's where we are, and that's why we're talking about Steph Curry. I mean, honestly, while I think it's going to be hard to keep Steph Curry off the floor if he's healthy in, let's say, February or mid-February, I don't know that there's a long-term issue either that helps the Warriors or hurts the Warriors if Curry doesn't play the rest of the year. Like, if we're operating under the assumption that he's going to be healthy day one next year, how much does it matter that he comes back this year at all or not? I'm not sure I think
it matters much.
No. Yeah. I mean, I'm saying if he's legitimately hurt, he's not going to be ready. Okay, then you deal with that. I don't think that's a killer. Because it's all about being ready for next year. Do you guys think that there would be value in having Curry play 30 games to end the season with these guys?
Yeah, because I want them to start working on that chemistry, Bonte, the ones that are going to be here. And I think that's valuable. That's invaluable. And to have to hit the pause button on when you thought that was something you were going to get regardless in a season that might not have been about wins and losses, to me, that I don't like that. But then maybe, hey, let's start it when we're all whole, and now we got not just Steph back, the chef, we got Clay, we got Dre.
Right. I think it matters if he knew which players would be on next year's roster. Yeah. I don't know if Chris is going to
be in the way.
Like, the only guys I know that's going to be on a roster next year is probably Poole, Pascal, and Smiley Geach. That's it. Those are like my three locks to be on the roster next season alongside Clay and Steph. I don't even know if Draymond's going to be on that roster or D'Lo. So maybe it doesn't matter if he comes back and plays 30 games because the guys may be gone next season.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. How much do you weigh this into the equation? It was a small sample size, but even when Curry was playing this year, they stunk. I mean, they stunk.
And we're down 30.
So is that one you just wipe off the board and say, we're not even thinking about that? We're going to expect Curry to be Curry next year and everybody. And I'm not saying Curry was the reason, but Curry was not playing well with this new group. So I wonder if there's any, if you account for that at all. Like, if Bob Myers looks in the mirror and says, well, let's not kid ourselves. We weren't good when Curry was playing early in the season and Draymond was playing early in the season. I don't know how much of a factor that is, if at all. Let's go to Brett. Brett's in Alamo. Hey, Brett, what's going on? What do you got for us?
Well, I mean, they played together for, what, two games? I mean, the way it was with Curry and Draymond and the new guys, you got a puppy here, and you don't know what the puppy's going to grow up into. And the only way you're going to do that is by getting minutes out of these young players, seeing where they are, seeing how you can plug them in for next season, how they're going to be as role players. Jordan Poole's not going to be a starter. I mean, Eric Pascal's got a lot of upside. I see him being really good. Like, I mean, I don't see them winning more than 25 games this year. But, you know, I think that with the upside with Curry and Clay and Draymond and Pascal possibly sliding into the four and then having Looney slide into the five would be really good. That's a top four lineup in the Western Conference. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thanks. Wait, but I think...
Yeah.
So did he say Steph, Clay, Draymond, Pascal, Looney?
His top four squad in the West.
My first question is, where's D'Angelo Russell?
And where'd you get Flames?
And my second question is, Draymond Green's going to play three? I mean, he didn't play a lot of three when he was younger.
Right.
Right.
Now, he could simply mean Draymond's at four, Pascal comes off the bench, which would be fine. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Steph Curry, the Warriors say, relax. On February 1st, we're gonna tell you what's going on with him, and there's no reason to believe Steph Curry is out for the rest of the year. I think the question the Warriors are going to have to answer is, would there be a time when you say, Steph, we really don't want you to come back? That'll be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
This Monday, the nation will be watching.
The pass is going to be picked off by Bosa. Wow.
As the 49ers battle the Seahawks.
Russell Wilson hit as he throws for the end zone. Catch me! Touchdown!
We're bringing you the best coverage live from the Hilton Santa Clara all day.
Ah!
Bay Area's football station, 95.7. The Game.
All right, we all know the Warriors have a new home, and it is the Chase Center. Great venue, great arena. It's got a nice bay view. It's spacious, $1.5 billion. It's in the heart of downtown. Hey, if you're looking for a new home, there's only one place to go, and that's Realtor.com. Realtor.com has the most accurate home listings, and they're updated every 15 minutes, giving you the latest on the real estate scene. Realtor.com provides you with the ability to customize your home search, which allows you to put in your desires and needs for your new address. The Realtor.com app also has a cool feature called Commute Time Filter, so you can estimate your travel time to any of your destinations from your possible new home. It's not about finding the perfect home. It's about finding the home that's perfect for you. Realtor.com, the home of home search.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.